Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Here should be a special schuss for every morning. And we're going to be discussing a very fascinating Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Hagaon Reb Nosson, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, Refuas Chaya Chana Basaron Adel, and Chaya Chevet Feig Bas Michal Bis Basia, and Moshe Ben Rezo Yitzchak Ben Bracha. And the Minchas Chinuch in Tov Tzadi Vav is Mechadesh based on the Rambam. In the first parak of Mamrim in Halacha Beis, that anything that the rabbis learn from a tradition, in Piyash Shmue, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, or they learn with one of, this is the Rambam speaking, or they learn from one of the Midos Shatorah Nidreshes Bahem, or they make a Siyag LaTorah, so something that comes from the rabbis, either Piyashmua, Achatz Min Amidos, Yag LaTorah. The din is that if you're over on this, what the rabbis say, then it is a Bittul Mitzvasese Ve'asisa Kochol Sheyarucha. That you're not allowed to, you have to do whatever the rabbis tell you. And here you're not doing it, so you're mevatel every time you go against the derabbanan. You're mevatel this essay. Not only that, but there's also loisasei. What's the loisasei? Lo sasser min adovo asher yagidu lecha yamin u'smol. Don't veer from what the rabbis tell you, neither left nor right. Neither right nor left. So every time you're open what the rabbis tell you, so you have a serious asay and losa say problem on your hands. Zok the minchas chinuch al pi the Rambam. And according to this, if you have a chele, she yesh boi sakona, that you give him the lighter iser first, machile noise akal akal, like we see in Yuma 83a, if you have an iser, that its iser is mefurish b'Torah, shehu b'lav ve'esei, you have an explicit iser in the Torah, which has a lav and an essay, and you also have an iser that's aser mipi ha'shmua, that you have a tradition from Sinai, that this is aser. So besides the lav, it's an isur d'araisa, there's a lav, but it's mipi ha'shmua. It was learned mipi ha'shmua. So that means that it's also going to be an essay and a loisasei. So if you have an isur she'esur mefurash b'Torah versus an isur that's mipi ha'shmua, we're going to feed him the Isser that's explicit. Because the Isser that's explicit is only, let's say, an essay and a loisasei. And the Isser that's mipi ha'shmua is the Isser of the lav, and then it's an additional essay and loisasei because it's mipi ha'shmua. So therefore, go with the mefurish b'Torah. Shukal, the Isser anilmad mipi ha'shmua. And it could be that if you have chelev and dam are suve kores, it could be that those are less stringent than an isser that's learned mipi ha'shmua. Because an isser mipi ha'shmua, have an essay and a loisasei, in addition to the essay and loisasei in the etzem iser. If the etzem iser itself is an essay and a loisasei, that's number one. And then you also have the essay and the loisasei that's because it's Mipi HaShmua. According to the Ran, the famous Ran in Yume, and of Pegimel Amid Beis, if you have Ribui Lavin, that's going to be Chamur than an Isser Karis and Skila. If you have many Lavs, what's worse, one Karis or two Lavs or 10 Lavs? So the Ran is Mechadesh that the Lavim, the Ribui Lavim are worse than Karis and Skila. So here also you're right, Chalev and Dam are very Chamur, they are Karis. It doesn't matter. Your self called self. You have the self called self. You have the Mipi HaShmua Isser, which has more Isurim involved, because there's an additional essay and a loisa say besides the very Losa say or Losa say an essay of the Isser, there's an additional one because of Mipi HaShmua. There's an additional essay in Losa say. So there are going to be more Isurim involved. So whenever you feed a Chole, you have to know what's Mefurish B'Torah and what's Mipi HaShmua, and give him what's Mefurish B'Torah and not what's Mipi HaShmua. Fear toys the Heilige Menches Chinuch that this is a Heora Chadosha Loi Ra'isi Misha Heir Bazeh. This is an original comment, insight, and I haven't seen anybody who made this insight. So Meir Ravina Zatzal asks on this Chiddush, what we paskin in our chayim, simen tof reish yud ches, siv zayin. Says there, kishem achilin is a ubrois, o yes a choyla, machilin o yisay maat maat, kidei shelo yitztarif la shi'u. When you feed pregnant women, or choyla, meat to eat, on the Day of Atonement, you give them a little bit, in order that it's not mitzdarev to a shear. Now this presents a difficulty, because when he eats on Yom Kippur a shear shalim, he's over on the lav of kol nefesh shalay seuna ve'etzem hayom hazeh v'nichrisa, and he's also over on the asay of tanu es nafshei seichem. Like the Rambam writes in Shvi'is Esor 1:4. So you have an essay and a loisa say for eating a shear. When he eats on Yom Kippur a chatzi shear, he's over on the lav of Los Sasso. Right, every time a person eats a chatzi shear, he's over on Los Sasso. And in Vasisa Kochol Asher Yorucha, so there's an essay and a loisa say, because chatzi shir is learned mipi HaShmua from a ribui of kol chelev or misvare, like we see in Yuma. So it's not mefurish b'Torah. So there's a chatzi shir that chatzi shir is aser is a rabbinic teaching. It's a rabbinic teaching. So we said that if it's a rabbinic teaching, you have, in other words, they reveal to you this Isser, that it's Isser from the Torah. So you have an essay of Vasisa and a Loisase of Los Isser. So that's already two. Besides that, one's over on the Isser of Chatzi Shir Achil on Yom Kippur. We pass in Chatzi Shir as Asur in the Torah. So you have the Etzem Isser of eating Chatzi Shir. In addition to the fact that it's taught by the rabbis, So that's an additional essay in Lo Sensei. So it comes out then that if one eats a shir shalem, it's an essay in a Lo Sensei. If one eats a chatzi shir, it's two isurim and one essay. The Yisr of Chatzi Shir Asim and Atara, and then the Lo Sasser and the Vasisa Kol Shir Rucha. So it turns out that he should eat a Chatzi Shir. So why then? He should eat a whole Shir because a Chatzi Shir is more Asurim. So why then does the Shulchan Aruch instruct us to eat a Chatzi Shir? Better eat a whole Shir. A whole Shir is only two and problems, and the Chatzi Shir is three. One can argue that when one eats a whole shir, he's also eating a chatzi shir. Because yesh b'chal masayim maneh. So by eating a whole shir, isn't lessening the isser, because he's also eating a chatzi shir. Just adding on another isser of eating a shir. But the chatzi shir was already over on at the beginning. That's only if you eat it little by little. But if he eats the whole shir b'vas achas, then it's not a chatzi shir. When is it going to be a chatzi shir? When he eats a whole shir. He eats a quarter, a quarter, a quarter, a quarter of a shir. So he's eating numerous chatzi shirs. Or two halves. He eats two halves, so he's eating a chatzi shir twice. And he's also eating a shir, because if he eats a toch kedei, Chilas Pras is also an Isser of Chilas Shir. But if he eats, if he downs it in one shot, then it's not a Chatzi Shir. Then you just have the whole Shir against the Chatzi Shir. So then, again, you should go for the whole Shir and eat it in one shot. And the Chacham Tzvi writes in Simen Tes, but if somebody doesn't have an Esser Kosher on the first day, just an Esser that's Kosher on the other days, for example, if it's Chaser, that it's Kosher the other days, he should take this Esser on the first day and make a bracha on it, because the first day is no less than the other days. On the first day, you need an Esser that's not Chaser, but if you can't get it, then at least get an Esser that is Chaser, so it's Kosher al Tsharyam. So even though you're not Yotzei Min HaTorah, these would be Yotzei Derabbanan. So he holds that in the Yom HaRishon, even though it's a mitzvah Tila Min HaTorah, the mitzvah Derabbanan remains. This is discussed by Rabbeinu in Nosim Piri on Makas and Daf Yud Gimel Min Aleph. So if so, the same thing we can say when a person eats a Kezayis Shalim, there's also an Isser of a Chatzi Shir. Because Yesh B'chal Masayim Maneh. In other words, just like on the first day, there's still the Mitzvah Derabbanan included in the Mitzvah Daraisa. Therefore, take an Isser of Chaser. So too, even if he swallows the whole Kezayis in one shot, Yesh B'chal Masayim Maneh, there's still a Chatzi Shir in there. So what benefit are you getting from eating a whole shir? You say you're sidestepping the chatzi shir, you're not. Because the whole shir, just like the deraisa, the first day includes the derabbanan, so too the whole shir includes the chatzi shir. But you can argue, no. The Chacham Tzvi was saying that the rabbis tell you, listen, if you can't be mekayim the mitzvah properly, so at least do the derabbanan. But if you have an isser chatzi shir, that's min haTorah, who says that when you eat one shir and a whole shot, you're over on the Isser of Chatzi Shir? Maybe you're only over when you eat a Chatzi Shir, not when you eat a whole shir. This is when you eat a whole shir, you're also over on Chatzi Shir. And again, if that's true, maybe it's better to just down the whole Chatzi Shir in one shot. The whole shir in one shot. And it's less Isurim than the Chatzi Shir. That's one Heola. Another Eora is from the Gemara in Yuma. And daf ein beis, and daf pei beis. Says in the Gemara, "Manu Rabbanon, ub ubara sheiricha b'sar kodesh or b'sar chazir." Regard to a pregnant woman who smelled consecrated meat, b'sar kodesh or chazir, she needs to eat it. So what do you do? Tochem lakush b'roitev. One inserts a thin reed into the juice of that item and places it in her mouth. If that settled her mind, then good, mutav. If not, machlin aseroitevatsu, you feed her the gravy itself of that forbidden food. If she had yishavadas, great. And if not, give her the fat itself. She'en lecha davar she'oymeid bifnei pikuach nefesh. Chutz me'aveit zoro, gili arayis, v'shvichus domim. Nothing stands in the way of pikuach nefesh except for the big three. Ad kan mi'divrei kodesh shel ha'gemara. And the shaila is, ma mal yuseh liten la mikodem roitev? What mile is there in giving her first the gravy? It must be because the roiteb doesn't have iser ve'ein. It just has the tam of the iser, but it doesn't have the actual iser. And not that we have tam ki ikir, that's the tam is like the ikir. We learn in Pesachim 44b from the Pesukim of Mishras or Gulei Nochrim. So we have limud mipi ha'shmua. We have a tradition or a drasha from the Pasuk. Vim Cain. The Vadai, that if a person eats the tam of Isser, he's over now on Lo Sasser, and on the Esei Avei Asisa Ashei Arucha, and therefore it should be better to eat the actual meat and not the gravy. Person eats chazir, he has a laban and asay. And zeh lo tochelu, asay of oisus ochelu, like the Rambam writes, and malacholos asur is too. So better eat that than the roitef, than the gravy that has a lav and an asay of loisasar and vasisa. And in addition, there's the yisir of achilas tamo shel yisir, which is also Asur Daraisa. So you're reading the Tam of Isser. That's three. Two Isurim and one Asse. It's even worse according to the Man D'Amar than on Tam Kikur you get Malchus. Rosh Chul in 98b. So then, came for the shayla, why aren't you eating the meat itself? There's only an asay and a loisasay. And that should be preferable to eating the shuman, where it's just an asay and a loisasay, and you eat the meat itself. But they're not two asurim. But when you eat the roitev, you have two asurim in an essay. So that's worse. So the chara we can say that when you eat the meat itself, there's also tam kikur, yesh b'cham asayim money. Because in the shuman itself and the fat of the forbidden food itself, there's also tam. There's also tam of chazir. So, v'yesh b'cha masayim money. It's chazir and it's also tam chazir. So mar vachta, when you gave the, when you eat the shuman, that you didn't have the tam? No. You did have the tam. So if you just have the tam, so then, again, you have to assume and an essay. And when you eat the shuman, so you have the assay and the los assay of eating chazir, and then in addition, you also have the isser of eating the tam. In addition, assay and the los assay. So lo yirvachta when you ate the shuman itself. Maybe that's why you have the rotev. But it's not so clear, because who says that when you eat the kufa isser, you have there's an isser of tam, like we said by chatzi shir. It's like when you eat a complete shir, who says there's an isser of chatzi shir when you eat a complete shir? Who says there's an isser of tam? Maybe when you eat the shuman itself, there's no isser of tam, there's only an isser of shuman. Nocha kasha. We see in Chulin, on page 120a, we've discussed this numerous times. Himches achela v'gamo chayiv. One melted down the fat, forbidden fat, and swallowed it, gulped it down, is chayiv. Even though it's not achila, it says nefesh. Nefesh is the rabbis and says shaysa. So we see that if not for the fact that it said nefesh, you would say that you're not over. If somebody eats forbidden food, when he drinks it, when it's melted down, when it's liquefied, you have nefesh. The rabbi says hashesa. But if not for that, you would say that it's mutter. Because these isurim, it's a lashon of achila. And if you drank it, that's not achila. So that's what nefesh comes to tell you. The habis is a shayis that includes drinking. So now we're in big trouble. When you drink the gravy of the chazir, he's over on the lab of los asur. And the essay of Elasisa. Before we spoke about Tam Kikar, here you also have the problem of Nefesh L'Rabbis HaShoysa. That's also Mipiashmo. It's also learned from a drasha. The Rambam holds when it's learned from a drasha, then you have a Isser over here of an essay and a Lois essay. So why don't you eat the solid fat where it doesn't say nefesh l'rabba says shaysa? There's no shaysa here. U'mameila ein b'zei esei v'loysa say shal mitzis chachamim. You don't have the essay in the loysa say. When you drink the roitev of the chazir, so you have the essay and the lois essay of mitzvahs chachamim, and you also have the etzem iser of chazir. But if you eat the shuman, you only have the essay and lois essay of the chazir. But if you have the roitev, you have the essay and the lois essay of mitzvahs chachamim besides the iser of chazir. So Rotev is more chamor. Why do you give him the Rotev? So these are all kashas. I'm in Cheschinuch. If it's true that, and it's learned Mipi Hashmua, that you should go for the, what's Mefurish, then why in all these cases do we have the person eat what's Mipi Hashmua? In the case of Pikoach Nefesh. So Mirtz Hashem, God should give us life and health, everything we need in order to serve in Be'emes. Financial means, etc. The nether will continue and we'll come to a mahalach in this sugya. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom.